Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well. Hope everybody had a lovely, blessed weekend. In here feeling great, drinking my coffee. To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in that cup. So we're in here, me and the girls, we're doing our regular routine, you know, remote learning. We're still doing the remote learning in New York City. We're still doing our you know, transactions back and forth through the Google Meet. We're doing a lot of blogging back and forth with the teachers and stuff for the kids to get extra tutoring and learning and stuff like that. So everything's going well. Brooklyn's actually working on her ELA Wit and Wisdom right now. So trying to keep her encouraged. You know, kids get a little frustrated when it's time for them to read, write, and all this stuff. You know how kids get, but I have to stay on top of her to let her know that regardless that we're going through the pandemic and, you know, schools and daycares are shut down for the rest of the school year, you know, due to this pandemic, we got to do our best in these houses. You understand? We got to do our best in the environments that we are in and, you know, keep the kids going. And not for nothing, I let Brooklyn know all the time, we never let what's going on in the world affect our situation. You know what I'm saying? Inside our home, where our peace and comfort is, we got to continue to keep living, keep smiling, keep breathing, keep believing. And I also want to thank you this morning to all my listener supports out there. Thank you so much when you guys tune in. You know, check the Black Diamond out. Give me some positive feedbacks. At the end of every episode, you can always send me a message. You can send me a love note, love offering, whatever your heart feels. I'm very thankful, very supportive to those also trying to, you know, do what they got to do out here to survive during this pandemic. As far as little London, she's over here doing her little coloring and playing around with Mickey. London, you want to tell the people good morning?
Yeah, Mickey is so a baby, but him still older, but him about to turn five.
You want to say your numbers for the kids this morning? Let's hear them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20.
Yay! She had a good foot. Great job. Now, Brooklyn, you want to say good morning?
Good morning, everybody.
So who you writing about, Brooklyn? What's the name of your character?
Her name is Rosa.
Rosa? Okay, and that's an immigrant?
Yes.
Okay, so Brooklyn has to pretend she's an immigrant. She got to write a letter to a friend in that country. So Brooklyn, you know you got to go back.
Yes.
You got to go back. You got to write down everything in the chart. No. You don't look for that. That's all that stuff is on one page. You weren't supposed to go back to that. Everything you need to know is right up here with her name. Her name is Rosa. It says home country right there, Finland.
Oh.
Yeah, pay attention. You got to pay attention and stay focused. Yeah, guys, so, you know, in the midst of me being great, I have to be a mother. A great mother as well. But I just could not let this morning go by without connecting with you guys, letting you know to stay encouraged, stay inspired, stay doing what you got to do. I had got some devastating news over the weekend. A couple family members of mine have been diagnosed with the COVID-19. People, let me tell you something. Regardless that the weather is hot and it just seems like we just want to put our tank tops on, our halter tops, and, you know, we want to show our beautiful MAC lipstick or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We have to be cautious, okay? We have to be cautious. This pandemic has not been swept under a rug, okay? And as I was telling you in our other episodes or whatever, the weather could be nice and beautiful outside, but that doesn't mean that there's no, you know, COVID-19 inside a closed-in building. You know what I'm saying? You may be just coming into a building or a residence or a store where an infected person just came out of and, you know, maybe touched the door handle or sneezed or coughed or something in the building. You want to have your mask on, people. Not for nothing. We don't want to harm our children. We don't want to harm our family members. And Lord knows, I don't want to lose none of my family members. We're still on pause in New York City. And regardless if we was on pause or unpaused, the way this thing has frightened and killed so many people up here in New York City, I do not want to be a part of, you know, the downfalls with this COV chick, because it's like out of nowhere, just people are getting, you know, and everybody's immune system ain't as strong as others. We got to realize that too, you know. At the end of the day, for all of those that know your own rituals, you know, vitamins and supplements that you may need and stuff that you need. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to do what we got to do to stay healthy, to stay strong, and to stay, you know, on top of what we're doing. You got it, Brooklyn? Okay, sweetie. Build mama something nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so learn to pull out all the Lego blocks. It's Lego blocks world now. But yeah, guys, like I was saying, you know, stay on top of your immune boosters. Drink as much water as you can. Get your vitamin C. You know, as I told you guys in my earlier episodes, ginger. Ginger is a great source of boost for the body. It's good for inflammation. So if you have anything going on, trust me, that spice, that natural spice out that ginger is going to get it out of there. You can boil the ginger root right on your stove. Soon as the water starts turning black or whatever, pour you a little bit in the cup. This is what the Black Diamond do. Pour you a little bit in the cup, slice you some lime up, the green lime, slice you some lime up, put the lime inside there. And if you want to, if it's a little too spicy for you, add a little honey, whatever you got to do. I just want everyone out there to be safe, be cautious, and be aware, you know. And yes, we love our loved ones. And oh, you look so healthy. Give me a hug. Hold my hand. No. No. That's what we cannot do. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I love my loved ones. And yes, I would love to see everybody right now and have a big barbecue and pop some bottles and all that right there. But at the end of the day, guys, we got to stay safe. Now, today curbed this pandemic. And thank God we have a big progress up here in New York City. So, yay for that. Thank God for life, you know. And like I said, my condolences and my deepest sympathy goes to all the family members out there that lost loved ones during the COVID-19, you know, pandemic. And then, you know, it's been a struggle and it's been a hard time. And you got people that's still grieving about this thing while everybody else is parading around having a good time. You got somebody that didn't get to make it a family member funeral. You got somebody that didn't get to, you know, do what they needed to do as far as, like, you know, trying to support their family member inside of the hospital. So, you know, it's still some painful, you know, situations out here, guys, that we just can't overlook, you know. That COV came out of nowhere. Lord knows. Whew. We lost a lot of people up here in New York City. We lost a principal. We lost teachers, firefighters, police officers, doctors. So it's not a game. Kids. I mean, God, guys, I mean, like, hey, let me tell you something. Nobody but God can save this world right now. But we can help us, the people can help save ourselves. Staying safe, staying home. If you got to make some essential moves and you know you're non-essential, do just that. I do it all the time, guys. When me and the girls go out, we put our N95 masks on. And then we go to the grocery store, the bodega. We have our 99 cent store. We have the Dollar Tree that's on 125th. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, guys, listen. You can still do things, but just wear your mask. Do your 6 feet. Me, personally, give me 10, you know? But at the end of the day, guys, I love all of you, and I just want you guys to know that the Black Diamond is here to motivate you, okay? The Black Diamond is here to encourage you, inspire you, and to acknowledge the fact that I am aware of the environment that I'm in, and I know that everybody may not have the resources that they need. Like here in New York City, if you have any type of situations that may be going on, we have 311. You know what I'm saying? That's a very helpful resource for anything that you need. The HRA here has a HRA access website to help a lot of the residents here if you have any emergencies. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, so. Yeah. So right here, Brooklyn, you got the right reason for immigration. Go back up. Helping Brooklyn with her remote learning, guys. Reason for immigration. Say right there. I told you it's the character, home, country, and reason for immigration.
That's his disease.
Reason for immigration was disease. So that's what you're going to put down. Reason for immigration. Make it just like your teacher wrote it in the chart. You got to do characters, home, country, just like she wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then do it next. Reason
can
for
I
immigration.
Put
it right up under there.
Okay.
Yeah, guys. So helping Brooklyn with her immigration letter. But yeah, like I was saying, guys, you know, I'm here to give you guys a little bit of pick me upper. You know, we all need that. We all need that. And guys, the fact that I can do my podcast, and big shout out to Anchor, you know, and talk to the people, feel free. Just talking to people boosts up my energy. Positive energy, I feed off of it, you know. It gives me life. So I want to share that with you guys. Let me take another good sip of this coffee, guys. Yes. Gotta have that coffee. But I have, God, not for nothing, guys. I have my water in here. I have juice. The girls have fruit. Our fruit for this week is, we have some oranges right now starting out. Don't know how long that's going to last, because these girls love fruit. A few apples or whatever. And shout out to the NYC school, DOE. They're still delivering kids. They have a lot of sites and stuff and deliveries and stuff for school lunches, 3 meals a day. So we good in New York City. We good. We praying. We fighting. Us New Yorkers up here, we some fighters. Yeah, so, you know, country girl living in the big city. You know what I'm saying? It's been my city for 20 years. I share it with a whole lot of others, immigrants, different nationalities, and I love it. I love New York City, okay? We got our ups, we got our downs, we got our disadvantages, and we got our advantages. But at the end of the day, we got to pray for one another, respect one another, and, you know, let's curb this pandemic. It was a big outroar going on over the weekend, a lot of blog with a few people about the young lady that had got locked up due to not having her mask all the way on entering inside the transit, which is our MTA train station here in New York City. And my outlook on that as a woman with a child, you know what I'm saying? We got to know how to carry ourselves, okay? If law enforcement is the person that's in charge and they have been given duties to do what they got to do, because I'm a security officer, you know what I'm saying? And I know that whatever my job is to do, we got to do our job. You know what I'm saying? So if the officer said you cannot come in here with your mask fully on, then you can't come in here with your mask not fully on, period. And I would never embarrass myself in front of my kid, period, trying to, you know, wild out with the cops and doing this and that, because that kid was so innocent. And I'm trying to tell you, it brought tears in my eyes to see that kid see his mother go down like that, you know. I hate she had to go down on the ground like that or whatever, you know, but that was just a little sad thing. But not for nothing, guys. We have to stay focused on what the real bigger picture is. The bigger picture is precaution, safetiness, and, you know, our well-being. That's the bigger picture. You know, just respect others and cover your face up, because we don't know who got what. It's some people out here that's getting sick, right, with the COVID-19, and they don't have no symptoms. You know what I'm saying? Looking like they're a healthy horse. You know what I'm saying? But this thing is in your immune system that's got to be nurtured out. You understand? Now, me personally, this is my personal outlook from the Black Diamond. I felt like when they first told us about the pandemic, COVID-19 disease or whatever, I feel like the whole America been affected. So as soon as they said pause, everybody quarantine, oh, we in here getting it in. Greens, vitamins, vegetables, you know, stuff that we've been doing, but we was doing a little bit more heavier. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, with the ginger, the black flax seeds, oh, man, whatever we could do. Elderberry. Oh, what, huh? I had these girls going. Put some onions in their socks. I didn't want them running no fevers. Man, listen, I was on top of it. So whatever the enemy was out there trying to do, I curbed it in my household. I curbed it in my household. And I want one of them women that went out the store and bought 1,000 hand sanitizers, 1,000,000 tissues, and all the Clorox. No, I already had that stuff in my house. You know what I'm saying? This is stuff that women supposed to already have. You know what I'm saying? Not just wait till a pandemic come and then you want to go buy all the supplies up. Come on, we got to do better. Yeah, so at the end of the day, guys, I just want to educate everybody and, you know, inspire everybody and encourage everybody to keep picking yourself up. Don't stress yourself about anything, because at the end of the day, we only have one life to live. And live it to the fullest. And if you need to go outside to get a little exercise or do a little jogging or what it is that you need to do, put on your mask. If you don't have a mask at home and you don't know exactly what you can do, it's a lot of DIYs you can Google online. And just for the simple fact, go ahead and do what you got to do as far as like maybe like get you a scarf. Just double fold your scarf, you know, where you'll be able to breathe through it. And, you know, wrap it around your face to keep yourself protected. You know, other than that, guys, I want you guys to stay safe and know that the Black Diamond loves you. Until the next time. Yes, sweetie?
I just threw milk.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, babe. It's not a big deal. We'll get it up. Lena had a little milk spill. Okay, so guys, like I said, until next time, the Black Diamond loves you. Join me all this week, guys, for a wonderful, inspirational message. And until next time, be blessed, be safe, be well.